Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's the goal. A shrinking timeline is basically to have a faster turnaround. There's a lot to like about this young roster. They've showed it, you know, the second half of the season. We're going to try to add pieces and get better for next year.
That was the voice of Arturis Karnišovas talking about the plan. They need to add pieces. They have the 12th pick overall in this year's NBA draft. That takes place tomorrow. And for more on that, we now head out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, where John Hollinger, senior NBA columnist for The Athletic and the former Grizzlies vice president of baseball operations, join us. John, thanks for joining us. You can download the Circa app today. And it's already been a wild offseason, and it's been a very short offseason for the NBA. Really, it started beforehand with a couple of trades. We got one last night, Anthony Simons, as he heads to Boston. Drew Holiday goes to Portland. Also, a couple of second-round picks. I wanted to start there. Were you surprised at all by that trade, and what do you think the motivation was?
I was very surprised from Portland's end. I don't know why a team in their position is taking on Drew Holiday's contract when he's 35 years old, has 3 years left on his deal that pays him more than $30 million a year on each one. It's a win-now move for a team that is not in a win-now situation. That really puzzled me. From Boston's perspective, much easier to figure out. I thought they were going to have to give up draft picks to get somebody to take Holiday's contract. They ended up receiving 2 second-round picks. They may trade Simons, too. They still need to cut payroll. But they got off the last 2 years of Holiday's contract. I think Simons' contract will be much easier to move from here. So they put themselves in a much better financial position as a result of this trade, which is basically the motivation for Boston. With Jason Tatum's Achilles injury, he's going to be out for the year. It's sort of a gap year in Boston. They have a very expensive roster, so they're going to try to cut the payroll this year and then sort of ramp it back up a year from now.
Good to talk to you, John. You mentioned the gap year in Boston because of Tatum's injury. They may have a gap year in Indianapolis because of Tyrese Halliburton's Achilles injury. Same thing may apply in Milwaukee with Dame Lillard. Just curious, because of these injuries and what that means to the Eastern Conference balance of power, how far away are the Bulls from being one of those teams that might be encouraged or affected?
The Bulls might take some encouragement from this. I still think, if you look at Cleveland, New York, Orlando, even Detroit, I mean, are the Bulls at the level of those teams right now even? I don't really think they are. So it's a little bit, it's the same thing with the Bulls, right? Are they coming or going, or are they just chasing the ninth seed again? And so can you talk yourselves into a story maybe with one or two moves where the East is weak enough that the Bulls can be a top four seed? I still think it's pretty hard to do that. Maybe there's a move out there in the offseason that gets them there. This historically, this hasn't been a really active trading team. And so since the Vooch and DeRozan deals, they've made very few other moves since then. So what is the move that's on the table for them that could really push them to that level? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I agree with you, and mostly because they've been underwater just trying to get back to even, as it were. They had to make a trade just to get their own pick back in this year's draft. They will draft 12th overall. What do you see in their future possibly at that 12th spot? Because it seems like there's been a lot of confusion as to who has who ranked where and what's going to happen with guys like Ace Bailey. I saw you have him ranked as 12th on your top 75 prospects list.
Yeah, Ace Bailey could slide in this draft. I think he was seen as the number three guy going into the season, and I think for some reason a lot of draft analysts were slow to move him down, even as his level of play wasn't quite high enough to support him being the number three guy on a board. So I'm really interested to see what happens with him. Chicago could go. I mean, there's going to be a pretty decent prospect there at 12. I think the draft has enough depth with one and dones to go, you know, 15, 18 deep or whatever. So they're going to have their choice among a few guys. We'll see how this plays out. We don't really know what's going to happen after the third or fourth pick, though. So it's hard for me to tell you right now who's going to be available when the Bulls pick. But I do think there's going to be solid players there.
There's a suggestion that Derek Queen at 12, if the Bulls are there and he's on the board, he may not be the best fit stylistically with the Bulls team that is all about 3-and-D and playing up tempo. What do you think about that suggestion, and how would you evaluate Queen as a first-round pick?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about fit so much if I were the Bulls as I would about just getting the best talent available. That's always been historically the draft strategy that has worked the best. You can always make trades later. Queen is an interesting prospect. I have him 13th on my board. Good handle for his size. He's pretty skilled. He's not a great outside shooter. Maybe that comes around as he develops. The biggest thing is the defensive aspect of it. Only measured 6'9 at the combine. Doesn't really get off the floor that well. Can he defend the center position? I'm skeptical. If he has to play four, is he mobile enough on the perimeter to do that? So there's some questions there. But I think he can score at the NBA level. I would compare him a little bit, if he hits, to like a Bobby Portis, who could play some four and some five, even if he's not necessarily a starting caliber player at either position, can still wear some different hats in the front court and can score. So that would be an interesting pick there for Chicago for sure. I mean, their front court isn't crazy deep right now, so them going big with somebody like Queen or Thomas Sorber for Georgetown is definitely an option.
John Hollinger joining us, the senior NBA columnist for The Athletic. He's just released his top 75 prospects for this year's NBA draft, which takes place tomorrow, so we're picking his brain. When you look at other players that could be available at 12, whether that's a player that could fall, you mentioned Ace Bailey as one of the guys who's had kind of a long fall from the beginning of the college season to now. Who else are you looking at that might be there at 12 that the Bulls could really maybe have some mouthwatering thoughts over?
Colin Murray-Boyles, if he is there at 12, I think he'd be a great fit in Chicago. He can really defend. His shooting, I think, is coming around. That's probably the most suspect part of his game right now. But he can score on the block. He can make plays and passes and whatnot from the perimeter. And again, at the defensive end, I think he would really help Chicago a lot. A multi-positional defender, can guard bigs, can switch out onto the perimeter. I think he'd be a really interesting choice for Chicago.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
John, there are reports and suggestions that the Warriors will be shopping Jonathan Kuminga. The Bulls have been one of the teams mentioned in possible sign-and-trade scenarios. What do you think his future holds, and why isn't he a better fit in Golden State?
I think Jonathan Kuminga is a one-on-one player in a system offense, and so that offense is obviously optimized for Steph Curry, as it should be, and so he does not fit well there. I think that's absolutely true. A sign and trade is a little tricky. The Bulls looks like they have the wherewithal under the tax and cap aprons and whatnot to probably pull something off if they were really motivated. They have expiring contracts. They have access to picks that they could put into a deal. Does Kuminga fit where the Bulls are going? I mean, he can play fast. He can play up tempo. If you have Kuminga and Josh Giddey, is there enough shooting on the floor, and is there enough basketballs to go around for the other guys? I think those are questions the Bulls have to figure out. Like, how would you have Kuminga and Giddey sort of together on the floor? And is that really the look you want to go to moving forward? But that would be an interesting option for Chicago if they could pull something off. I wouldn't get too crazy with what I gave up in terms of a draft capital, but that's definitely a potential deal that they, at least financially with the cap and everything, they're positioned where that is definitely possible.
For a player, John, like Nikola Vucevic, who is obviously on the backside of his career, but still has put up good production, at least last season he did for the Bulls. Do you see a natural fit for him in an evolving league, a place where he could go and the Bulls could get some assets back? Because our whole thing here is the Bulls have been a step slow in getting rid of their best players, and that's why they have this dearth of assets that other teams around the league seem to have as they go out and try to make things happen.
Yeah, I believe they kicked the tires somewhat on what Vooch's value was and didn't really get great answers back. So, would the Bulls be content to get 2 seconds for Nikola Vucevic? And if so, what are they doing at the center position? So that's a tough one. I just don't know that they can get enough back to justify making the move right now, unless they really want to do a hard reset, which is something they've always resisted.
You know, John, here in Chicago, we've seen a lot of Kaspers Jakusconis at Illinois last year when he burst onto the scene, was all freshman, saw a lot of, as a multiple skill set, pretty versatile at 6'5". And I wonder, he's been mocked everywhere from maybe 7 to 10 to lower than that. What do you see his potential and what are his limitations?
Well, I mean, the Bulls could go Lithuanian back-to-back drafts, huh? With Zelis and Jakusconis, right?
I wouldn't put it past AK.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's obviously the connection there. I like him. I think he's probably somebody who tops out as a third guard, kind of a rotation backup, more than a long-term starter. I do think there are some limitations. All the turnovers last season definitely worried me. Pretty good skill in terms of like getting into step backs, shooting. Pretty good finisher for a guard too, I would say. Willing to stick his nose in and rebound. Defensively, he's just okay. I mean, having him and Giddey together on the perimeter would definitely make me a little nervous. But he's definitely somebody who is draftable in the top 15 to 20 picks. I expect him to be selected in there somewhere. And yeah, I mean, I'm probably a little lower on him than some other people, but that's definitely a possibility for Chicago. The backcourt would get a little crowded there. I wonder if they would try to thin the herd with another trade if they went that direction.
Yeah, we're looking at the possibility of either Ayo Dosunmu when he's healthy or Kobe White being moved. And speaking of that, I'm curious as to what you as a former executive think about Kobe White's value in lieu of the trades that we've seen. I mean, we saw Desmond Bane, who, to be fair, Kobe White is not. We saw him get 4 first-round picks, though, and other players. What do you think Kobe White could get on the open market if the Bulls were willing to move him?
I would be looking for 2 firsts if I was Chicago. I think that's about the line. There's a little bit of nervousness with trading for him with 1 year left on his deal where you can't really extend his contract because it's almost too good of a deal.
Right.
At 12.9 for the coming year, and Kobe White's market next summer is going to be way more than that. So the acquiring team is in the same dilemma, but if they feel good about their ability to re-sign him with bird rights, they're probably willing to meet that price if you're the Bulls. So that's what I'd be trying to get 2 firsts and hopefully first from a team that where those firsts have a chance to be relatively high in the draft and not first round picks from Oklahoma City. They're going to be 30th every year. so there's some strategy in that too when I say 2 firsts, but that would be my ballpark for Chicago.
Who's the player in this draft in the first round that you just think is something, someone that everyone's going to miss on and you think is going to have a successful career despite getting maybe overlooked?
So I haven't heard a lot of people talking about Noah Essing, a French forward who plays in Germany for Radio Farm Ulm. But I think he's pretty talented. I think he's still, if not the youngest, I think he's among the youngest players in the draft. I think Cooper Flagg might have him by a few days. And productive overseas player already at a very young age, very thin body that is going to fill out some, we presume, but has a real knack for drawing fouls, can get out and transition, has a pretty good basketball IQ already. I think he's a really interesting player who's a little slept on.
This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We are with John Hollinger joining us, the senior NBA columnist for The Athletic, former Grizzlies vice president of basketball operations, talking NBA draft, NBA offseason. There's already been some trades. John, how crazy do you think things are going to get between now and the end of the draft, knowing how draft day trades work, but also how a lot of teams are seeing an opportunity, especially in the East?
Yeah, I think I don't know how much of the crazy is going to happen between now and the draft and how much will happen after the draft and then the first 2 days of free agency. But I do think things will get a little crazy, yes. I think there's going to be a lot of trades. I think the lack of star power in the free agent market and the lack of cap space among teams incentivizes a lot of these teams to pursue trades instead. So that's what we've already seen, three pretty big trades involving players who have been, I guess Desmond Bane hasn't been in an all-star game technically, but like that caliber of player. And I think we're going to see more of those, definitely. Generally, as we get up to the draft, the focus is more on just the draft itself. So some of these trades we've already seen, I'd say the Holiday trade was an exception, but like the Durant trade, part of the reason it happened when it did was because the 10th pick in the draft was already involved. So I don't know. So I guess I don't know about the next 36 hours if we're going to see kind of that level, another trade of that level. But I do expect more trades like that in the days that follow, just leading up to the start of free agency and the new cap year as teams figure out what the possibilities are and kind of see how tight the windows are to do anything in free agency.
John, last question I have for you. Tomorrow night, we will hear a lot of lofty rhetoric surrounding the impact that Cooper Flagg will have on the Dallas Mavericks, on the Dallas community, and on the NBA. How would you describe what that impact will be?
I think he's going to be a really good player. I think he will be an all-star by the end of his rookie contract. He has upside to be more than that. He has the upside to be a top five player in the league. You never would necessarily bet on that from day one. It's always, you know, can this guy be enough of an outlier to hit on that? As a prospect, I don't think he's quite in the LeBron James, Victor Wembanyama tier. He's sort of one tier below that. But, yeah, I mean, he's a really special player. He's still really young, too. And if I was Dallas, I would actually trade Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving and just move on to the Cooper Flagg era right now. I'm not sure if they're motivated to do that, but I think that's the move for them.
Wow. So just don't have the crossover there and a chance to maybe contend in the next couple of years then?
I just don't think they're going to be good enough in the next 2 years either way. And what you want to maximize is Cooper Flagg's prime.
All right. Thank you so much, John Hollinger, senior NBA columnist for The Athletic, former Grizzlies vice president of basketball operations. You can find him on the artist formerly known as Twitter at John Hollinger. Thanks so much for joining us, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for having me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.